Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading a one chapter book called Philemon. And not a lot of people know this because it's so short, but it is one of my favorite books in the Bible. And so I'm excited to share a few thoughts from Philemon. It's right in between Titus and Hebrews. And so if you just find either of those two books, you can find it either right after or right before. All right, let's take a look at Philemon together. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I prefer to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but out of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother. Especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers, I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. So Philemon was a friend of Paul and a wealthy Christian who lived in the city of Colossae. He opened his home for a group of Colossian Christians to gather and worship together regularly. And among the Christian community, Philemon was known for his love. In verse 7, Paul says, "I have derived much joy and comfort from your love." What love is Paul talking about? How is it displayed? Well, we see in the latter half of verse 7 that Philemon's love was displayed by refreshing the hearts of saints in the Colossian church. He refreshed the heart of every brother and sister. Philemon was a refreshing man. He was in the business of lifting up people's souls, giving new strength and joy to those who feel weak and helpless. And this love wasn't superficial, but deep and long-lasting. It refreshed other believers at the most significant levels. And the joy and encouragement that was given to them was also received by Paul. Have you ever been filled with joy and comfort when you see someone loving on another person? In our life, we'll often see acts of love that is rooted in Christ's love. And when we see that love, it produces a ripple effect of refreshment. And when we go out of our way to show love and concern to others, it yields a response of gratitude and thanksgiving. And there are three ways that I see Paul refreshing the hearts of saints. The first way is by putting his faith in Jesus, by trusting in Jesus. This is what will refresh our brothers and sisters most, when we surrender to Jesus. But this is hard, right? Because we trust in ourselves as if we don't need God. We rely on our own strength often, our own power, and our love runs dry. Only the water that Jesus has quenches the thirst of the human soul. And so we can only give love to others when we are drinking it ourselves. We must turn to Jesus every day, drinking from the glorious fountain of his love. A deep, long-lasting, refreshing love can only come when we first and foremost trust in Jesus. And then the second way that we can refresh the hearts of saints is by loving them. In verse 5, Paul was also constantly hearing of Philemon's love for all the saints. The kind of love that is mentioned here is an agape love, a love that doesn't demand or expect to be repaid, but an unconditional love made out of choice and self-sacrifice. We need to choose to love others because our natural instinct is to just live for ourselves. It needs to be an act of the will, especially when we don't feel like being loving. Christ didn't feel like going to the cross. He was sorrowful to death and prayed to the Father, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me." But what did he say afterwards? "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Christ chose to humble himself by obeying the will of the Father out of his agape love for us. And like Christ, we must also choose to love others as Christ has loved us first. We need to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of others. Christ sacrificed himself so that we might live. And Paul suffered greatly so that the hearts of the Colossians would be encouraged. And Philemon sacrificed himself so that others might be refreshed through him by his love. For us, it might look very differently. But regardless, the principle remains the same. Let us love as Christ has loved us first. And I believe that it is through that kind of love that many will be refreshed. The third way that we can refresh the hearts of saints is by the effective sharing of our faith with them. In verse 6, Paul prays that the sharing of Philemon's faith may become effective. The sharing of your faith, it does not refer to evangelism necessarily, but to the fellowship, the common bond that all believers have with one another in Jesus Christ. Paul now wants this fellowship of the faith to be effective in relation to a man named Onesimus. Onesimus was Philemon's slave who ran away, probably because he feared the repercussions for some kind of wrongdoing. And as a fugitive, he met Paul in prison in Rome and was converted by him. But Onesimus was still under tough circumstances. The laws were particularly strict against runaway slaves, and a master could inflict severe penalties on a slave who was returned to him. A Christian master wouldn't necessarily treat runaway slaves any differently. And so Paul felt it was necessary to pray and plead as a brother in Christ to Philemon, to clear the charge against Onesimus and to receive him no longer as a slave, but now as a brother in Christ, that they would be united in the fellowship of their faith. He gives two reasons for why he should forgive and love Onesimus as he has loved all the other saints in the Colossian church. First, it's for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us. Second, it's for the sake of Christ. Once again, the first reason is for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us. And the second reason is for the sake of Christ. Our fellowship in the faith brings glory to God because the common bond is not our personalities, our favorite hobbies, our ethnicities, or our race, or our socioeconomic status, but it is Christ. So it is through these three ways that we can refresh the hearts of saints in our church: by trusting in Jesus, by loving them with the love of Christ, and it's through the effective sharing of our faith with them in Christ. Will you join me and do this in our church? Will you love one another and refresh those who are in need of refreshment in Christ. Let's love one another and let's refresh each other through the love of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this short letter that Paul wrote to Philemon. And I believe, Lord, that Philemon heeded Paul's plea to receive Onesimus back, no longer as a slave, but now as a brother in Christ. God, we thank you, Lord, for the life and the example that Philemon gives us, a life of love that refreshes the heart of saints. Help us, Lord, to imitate that kind of love, that life of refreshing others. Help us, Lord, to learn what it means to forgive those who have done wrong to us, to know that we're not enemies of one another, but we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so, Lord, just as Philemon has received Onesimus, no longer as a bondservant, but now as a brother in Christ, I pray that we too would be doing the same, so that we can keep refreshing the hearts of saints, even Onesimus. And by doing so, we will refresh other hearts as well. As we draw on the reserves of your love, help us to refresh the hearts of saints in our church. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our devotional on Philemon. I hope that it was encouraging, and let's continue to be a community of refreshing others in his love. Tomorrow we'll continue in our devotionals, but we'll be starting the book of Romans. And so I hope you'll join us as we dive into Romans. Have a great day.